Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and right now in this post-election scenario, we are watching, let's say, the defeat of Marxist tyranny in America with the defeat of O'Biden, Obama, Kamala, Joe, the whole deal, but the rise of Zionist tyranny in America. The early picks by Trump so far are almost all Zionists who put Israel first and America last. And joining me today is a very special guest who has a powerful new film, one of his many films. And we haven't spoken with him in quite some time, so I'm glad to get him back on with his reaction and a little teaser about his film as well. It's Stu Peters from the Stu Peters Network, and his film is called Occupied, and that's at occupiedfilm.com. Welcome to the show today, Stu. It's great to have you on today.
Thanks a lot for having me, Mike. I really appreciate it. It has been quite a while, and I'm glad that we're reconnecting. I've been watching what you've been saying on X. You're all over this thing as well, and it's just impossible for people who have seen it to unsee it at this point. And we've been taking serious note of the cabinet selections, the administration selections, the people who have once again found themselves leeching onto the back of Donald Trump, which by extension means leeching onto Donald Trump, the message, and that's the message of the American people. And so it's a really concerning place to be in, especially knowing what kind of sway Donald Trump has over a swath of people, not just here in the United States, but really across the entire face of the planet. Because I think since Jesus Christ, it's fair to say that Donald Trump has more sway over anybody that's ever walked the earth other than Jesus Christ. And there's this spirit of idolatry where everybody just gives him a pass, whether it be for lockdowns or, you know, his endorsement of the injections that we now know were a bioweapon. And then he just gets a pass for these endorsements that he made for, you know, Chuck Grassley, for example. I mean, the guy's like 196 years old. He surrounds himself with the deep state, with the swamp that he promised everybody that he was going to eradicate, that he was going to drain in 2015 leading up to 2016. That's what, you know, he was elected based on the fact that he was going to drain the swamp, because Americans notice we do live in a very swampy place. And then who's next to him at Bedminster? Who's next to him at Mar-a-Lago? Who's next to him in the White House? Jared Kushner, the Turtle Lord Mitch McConnell, you know, people like Lindsey Graham, and these subversives who wish to really destroy the message of the American people, which is obviously individual liberty and freedom and prosperity and Christianity. And these people want to destroy that. So yeah. I'm really happy that you and others have noticed this, because the conversation that I'm seeing on X right now is really refreshing.
Well, let me just say, the reason I invited you on is because you have shown tremendous courage in just speaking the truth on this issue. And there aren't that many of us who are willing to just state the obvious of what's going on here. Trump received a lot of money from Adelson. His early picks so far are almost all pro-Zionist people. Look at Kristi Noem. She wants to imprison Americans who criticize Israel. I mean, think about it, Stu. You and I, we've lived under tyranny for the last at least 4 years, wondering if our doors are going to be kicked in at any given day. And now, under Trump, don't we have to worry about the same thing just from a different angle at this point?
Elise Stefanik said it. I mean, she stood right there. This is the new ambassador at the UN. And she said, we're going to crush anti-Semitism. This is a fake word. And yeah. We could break that down in so many different ways, because it's a moving definition, and you have Kamala Harris saying anytime that you don't like Israel based on anti-Jewish hate, that's anti-Semitism. But the people that we're criticizing aren't even Semitic people.
That's right. That's true.
And that's how upside down the world is that we live in right now. It's like the Semitic people are the ones that are being genocided, that are being ethnically cleansed, that are being displaced, that are ending up all over the world, including right here. Then they're forcing their own religious clash. They're posting videos of war crimes to the internet. We're critical of that. We're critical of the fact that they are indiscriminately bombing apartment complexes that are filled with civilians, indiscriminately bombing libraries and schools. They set fire to hospital patients. They firebombed their own people after the October 7th stand down, where they just let in the Israeli-American war empire founded and funded, U.S. taxpayer funded, Hamas terrorists that came in on hang gliders and suddenly went on the lam with hundreds of hostages after raping people it's all absurd. These absurd claims that are being made. And then you say, yeah, we're critical of that. We don't support that. We're anti-war. We're anti-genocide. We're anti the senseless and indiscriminate killing of children. Well, that's anti-Semitic. These aren't even the Semitic people that are carrying out these crimes.
That's right.
Benjamin Netanyahu, by the way, Benjamin Mielkowski, is from Poland. He's not even a Semitic person.
That's right. The whole history of what we've been taught is a lie. And the real Semitic people, the real children of Abraham, are the Palestinians and the Lebanese. And by the way, there are a lot of Christians in Lebanon, and there were Christian churches that were bombed and destroyed recently by Israel. And, you know, here we go. I just got a call from one of my intel sources, actually, before we went on the air, who said the word is that Netanyahu now thinks that because Trump won, that Netanyahu has an open, like he can do anything he wants through January 20th, because Trump will say, well, it wasn't me. So we are talking about an escalation of war that is about to happen. It could start in the next couple of days. We're talking about the slaughter of women and children. And Stu, let me ask you this. How is it that so many conservatives can say they are pro-life and they say it's wrong to murder children in the womb, but it's right to murder them in apartment buildings after they're born? I mean, how can you be pro-life and support what Israel is doing in Gaza? I don't get it.
This is the indoctrination that we have been subjected to, not just by, you know, the Rothschild Boulevard and Tel Aviv, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street funded media apparatus, but this has also been at the pulpit by Schofield Bible teaching pastors. And that's a big deal. I don't want people to believe me and just listen to me, come on your program and talk about this stuff. I want them to like take notes and then go and look this stuff up for yourself. Look into what the Schofield Bible translation actually is and who translated it and what it says. Where did the whole greatest ally mantra come from? Where did the God's chosen people mantra come from? Why are we referring to this secular nation state as the Israel of the Bible when it was literally founded in 1948 on May 14th? These arbitrary borders were just drawn on a map in the middle of the Middle East. And these people were placed amongst Semitic people.
Right.
Who was the synagogue of Satan that Jesus was talking about?
Oh, it's clear.
So what you have is you have this swath of people, Christians, who have been programmed over decades. It's been a very successful operation, actually. They've been programmed over decades to believe this is the Israel of the Bible. And that is for the express purpose of they are now above reproach. You cannot question them. You cannot criticize them. Or it's the one thing that'll get you nuked off the internet. It's the one thing that'll get you. Candace Owens said, if something happens to me, and I don't know if she referred to them as Frankists or Zionists, she doesn't want to say Jew. She doesn't want to say that because people are afraid to say Jew. People have been so programmed, don't say Jews. They actually did a story on me in Arizona about a lawmaker who was banned from using the television studios there to do media hits because he made an appearance with me and because I'm a virulent anti-Semite. And in this report, I say the word Jew and they bleep it out. So like Jew is a cuss word now. You're not allowed to say Jew.
That's wild.
I went down to Alex Jones shortly after October 7th. I'm banned now from Alex Jones's InfoWars facilities. He doesn't want to tell anybody about the upcoming film Occupied. He knows that I'm coming out with the film. So you have to ask yourself, why would he not want anybody to view the film Occupied?
Well, I've noticed that you have been extremely rate limited on X. Also, a lot of your posts that used to get much bigger numbers, they're not. You've probably seen me chiming in on some of your posts. I'm sharing a lot of your posts, and I do want to talk about your film. So let's bring that up right now. The website is occupiedfilm.com. And what we're going to do, we're going to put in a trailer for your film here, I'll have my editors put it in. But tell us about the film, when it comes out, and how people can view it, because it looks stunning.
Well, the film is designed to show people, even the most indoctrinated boomer, who, and I'm not knocking boomers, they're victims. They have been very apathetic, they have been very complacent, and they have been preached to by their evangelical, non-denominational, Protestant, Schofield Bible teaching pastor. People like Greg Locke, for example, who a lot of people are like, oh, wow, this guy's really great. He's on fire for the Lord.
Oh, my God. He is such pro-genocide. I mean, he's a raging genocidal lunatic at this point.
And he stands in front of that waving star of Remphan.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, for those of you, go look up the Star of David. It's not biblical. There's nothing biblical about the Star of David. But
he stands,
Greg Locke, in front of that Star of Remphan and says that we need to turn Gaza to a parking lot. For those of you that don't know, Gaza is a population that is 50% under the age of 15, 75% under the age of 25. So what Greg Locke is calling for in the name of God is to murder kids who have nothing to do with something called Hamas. And he's saying that that's because we must by any means support. And he actually made the trailer, the official trailer for the upcoming film Occupied. It comes out November 24th. And on November 24th, what this film aims to do is not to deliver a message to the people who already follow the program or view my network or anything like that, because by and large, a lot of them know. This is meant to be shared to people with irrefutable, indisputable evidence that we have a parasitic infestation and an occupation at every level of our government apparatus, from the military-industrial complex, whose front lines are there in Israel, that you're not allowed to question, God forbid, criticize, the American war empire, the intelligence apparatus, the Department of Education, the Department of State, the cabinet, the administration, every U.S. president, every candidate, every member of Congress, all of the things that Thomas Massey, some of you may not know, Thomas Massey came out and said, every member of Congress has a handler from AIPAC, a babysitter.
That's right.
This is a foreign lobby that has not yet been required to register as a foreign agent. It's my opinion that they should be eradicated, or that they should be declared an enemy combatant of our country and then treated accordingly. So just a foreign agent, they haven't even been required to register as a foreign agent, and they're actively meddling in our elections. That's treason. That's a foreign government being allowed, being promoted to come in here and pay our politicians off to do the bidding of this foreign homosexual, genocidal, ethnic cleansing, mass murdering, pro-mandate, vaccine nation state of Israel. And that's just proving that the president of the United States, any sitting member of Congress, any U.S. senator, nobody in this country is as powerful in the United States of America as Benjamin Netanyahu is.
Yeah.
And that should concern everybody.
Well, and that's
why he said it. And 2 weeks later, his wife got clipped.
The title of your film is completely true. It is appropriate that the United States of America under Trump is an occupied nation, occupied by Zionists who put Israel first and America last. And, you know, recently Trump put out a video that how he's going to fight against censorship and fight for the First Amendment. But clearly that will not include the First Amendment right to criticize Israel. And that's one of my concerns. I'd like to get your response on that. But let me say this first. Stu, since we talked years ago, I've become an ordained minister. I've launched a church. I've taught over 100 hours of Bible sermons, and I took it upon myself to read the Bible and teach the Bible. And what I read blew my mind, realizing how much we were lied to by mainstream Christian churches. And when I read Acts chapters 4 and 7, or I read John, I read Mark or Luke or Matthew, the Jews demanded the murder of Christ. They killed Christ, and they tried to censor the name Christ. It was the Jewish high priest that said, you're not allowed. They were talking to Peter. You can't even say the name of Christ because we want to have control over religion and people's faith. And nothing much has changed, has it? They're still at war with Christ, and now they're occupying America. What's your take on that?
These people's entire claim to fame is that they are the descendants of the people who murdered Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This is the synagogue of Satan that Jesus was talking about. These are Satan's chosen people, and it's rearing its ugly head right now. And I don't think that there may be any more bad news here, or kind of a black pill, and it's a very unpopular fact, that Donald Trump is more Zionist connected than any of his predecessors, more so even than Kamala Harris, more so even than Joe Biden. He's already met multiple times with Benjamin Netanyahu. He's the president-elect. It's been, what, a week? And he's already met more times with Benjamin Netanyahu than I think Joe Biden did in his entire term in office, or pretending to be in office as the so-called president of the United States. I mean, this is a very dangerous situation that we're in, because what's happening here is you have Elise Stefanik saying we're going to crush anti-Semitism, which means if you should question or criticize, we will jail you, we will financially drain you, we will cancel you off the internet, we will take away your free speech, we will target you at work, we'll get you fired from your job, we'll make sure that you're outcast from all of your social and political allegiances and groups and networks, we'll expose you, we'll write hit pieces about you, we may even jail you or kill you. And by the way, while we're doing all of that, and while we're targeting you for your own extermination, we're going to continue to rob you of your tax dollars. That's criminal taxation without representation. We're going to take that money and we're going to do everything that we can to write a blank check to Israel so they can continue the Greater Israel Project, the expansion of Israel that is now going into Lebanon, will go into Syria, will go into Iran. They will provoke and agitate Iran until Iran is forced to defend itself and respond. Donald Trump will then, of course, say, well, Iran, we already knew that they were the bad guys. They plotted to try to have me assassinated. Whoops, spoiler alert. It was actually two American Jews that plotted for that assassination.
That's right.
They will make Iran a great patsy. They'll get into a kinetic confrontation. They'll activate the American war empire, the military-industrial complex, the Israeli war machine. And they will, on behalf of Israel and behalf of Benjamin Netanyahu and the synagogue of Satan, get into this war with Iran. Well, then who doesn't have a choice but to respond would be Vladimir Putin. Putin and Russia, because that's posturing. We've already reneged on every promise to not expand NATO further east, which, by the way, is an alliance designed for one reason, and that is to fight Russia. We've let in Turkey and Hungary and Romania and dozens of other countries. We've pressured Ukraine, which that's a whole nother story. That's Israel 2.0 on steroids. That's led by a Jew called Volodymyr Zelensky, who played the piano with his penis, wore chaps. He's a raging homosexual, and I think he's from Miami. He has like a multi-million dollar mansion, friends with the Clintons, all of the same deep state ties. This guy who claims to be a Jew running this country, he's fake. The country, speaking of which, being fake, arbitrary borders, Israel, May 14th, 1948. How about Ukraine? Just established in 1991 after Vladimir Lenin's communist revolution. And by the way, who is it that settled in Ukraine, this fake country with these arbitrary borders? Oh, ethnic Russians, largely, who just want to be Russia. They speak Russian. They're Orthodox Christians. Vladimir Putin wants to get them out of there. Vladimir Putin rejects the criminal central banking cabal run by the Rothschilds, which has him targeted as the number one boogeyman in the world. They need regime change there, or they're just going to kill him. Who else met that fate? Well, when you try to reject the criminal Rothschild central bankers, Muammar Gaddafi is a good example. Saddam Hussein is a good example. And historically, the most lied about man in human history, Adolf Hitler, is another good example. They all share that in common. They rejected the one world governance. They rejected the pedophilia. They rejected the transgenderism. They rejected the synagogue of Satan, and they paid with their lives. And Putin is facing that as well. They put Trump in office on purpose. They didn't steal this election when they could have stolen this election. And that is because they know that Donald Trump will do the bidding of Israel, because he just received $100 million from a Jewess called Miriam Adelson. After Trump already went on the record and said that Marco Rubio was a Zionist puppet of Israel because he received money from the Adelsons. Here we are 4 years later, and Trump is saying these things. And now Trump is considering Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. I mean, we have a seriously occupied government, society, unelected bureaucrats, all of the NGOs. We have an occupied church. We have basically witnessed the West become occupied by the synagogue of Satan. And this film aims to factually expose that in their own words, to show irrefutable, indisputable evidence of the fact that this is an occupation, so that we can then start to have a conversation about remedy. These people have been kicked out of 109 countries. Well, if you include Amsterdam, 110 now countries, except this one. They have been kicked out of everywhere that they have ever gone and targeted normalcy and Christian values and replaced it with perversion and transgenderism and degenerate pedophilia. And they have been kicked out of every single one of those places except this one.
Well, your film is going to help expose this in a huge way. It's going to be, I think, widely shared across social media and independent media. They won't be able to block that, even though they will try. But your description of the geopolitics of what's happening in the Middle East and with Russia and with Iran, I think, was spot on. But let me ask you this. What has changed now since, let's say, Desert Storm, or even 2003? What has changed since the Bush administration, or even Obama administration, is that the West is now much weaker than it was before. They tried economic sanctions on Russia. It failed. Russia's industrial output has now dwarfed all of NATO in terms of steel and weapons and munitions. The West has run out of munitions. Ukraine has run out of men, even though NATO is willing to sacrifice all Ukrainian men and to sacrifice their blood in order to try to destroy Russia. But if the West goes to war with Iran, and if U.S. soldiers begin to bleed and die for Israel, I don't think the U.S. can defeat Iran. All that's going to happen is Iran's going to close the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices are going to go through the roof, $250 a barrel. The Western economies are going to collapse under Trump. And then Israel will say, you have to keep fighting for us to the last American. You know, what's your take on that? And how far do you think Trump is willing to go in terms of sacrificing the lives of Americans to appease his donors who are the Zionists?
Well, I'm going to pray for him because that pressure is going to be there. I mean, look what they did to JFK. These people murdered JFK when he tried to reject the central bankers. These people murdered JFK. These people murdered our president in front of his own citizens in broad daylight in a parade because he said that Israel shouldn't have access to nuclear firearms, nuclear weapons. They killed him because he rejected the criminal central banksters. If Donald Trump does any of that, he knows what his fate is. And I started to allude to this earlier. Candace Owens said, if something happens to me, it was the Frankists or the Zionists, whatever. It was these Jews. What other group of people are you not allowed to question or criticize without having to fear for imminent great bodily harm or death? These people also, by the way, hold all of Trump's notes. So when you're talking billions of dollars in real estate loans, if they just hike his rates by 10 basis points, they could bankrupt him. They own him in every sense of the word, which is why it's so important for people to understand Donald Trump is not the man riding in on the white horse. No, that's Jesus Christ. He's the only one coming back to save us. But in the meantime, God has commanded us to pick up the sword and fight. We're not just supposed to lay down and take this. I hear lukewarm Christians constantly talking about turning the other cheek. Well, I seem to remember my Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, braiding his own whips, going into that temple, flipping those tables and chasing those money changers out.
That's right.
And that is the Jesus Christ that I am following. And that is the Jesus Christ that's coming back. Because when he comes back, guess what? He's not coming to unify blacks and whites. He's not coming to unify the trannies with the heterosexuals and the homosexuals and the liberals and the Democrats. No. He's coming to make a very clear distinction between good and evil. And he's going to root out evil forever. And it's our job to lay the groundwork for that. It's our job to pick up the sword and to storm the gates of hell. A lot of people might say to me, Stu Peters, I'd love to be in a foxhole with you. Well, that would insinuate that we're laying in some hole hiding from somebody somewhere. No. We're going to be alongside of each other, storming the gates of hell. And that's what we got to do. And you mentioned, I don't know what video hosting platforms are going to allow this film Occupied to be on it. Well, we've asked everybody for interviews. You asked us for an interview, which I thought was incredible. We sat down with the Hodge twins, but mind you, we've asked Joe Rogan, we've asked Tucker Carlson, we've asked Alex Jones, we've asked Candace Owens, and these are the people who have sway over all of these so-called Christian Americans.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be concerning to everybody in their viewing audience? Why haven't they shown this film any kind of attention?
Well,
why would they not just grant an interview to Stu Peters?
Yeah, I want to dig deeper into this very question. But let me say, I don't know if your film is if you charge for it or if it's free or what, but whatever you have on the film, it's welcome on Brighteon. You know that. It's absolutely welcome on Brighteon. And I don't know what Rumble will do with the film. Do you think Rumble will ban the film or allow it?
What's Those your have take? Been my people. You know, Chris Pavlovsky and his people over at Rumble, when we were getting canceled for rightly calling the DOD operation of COVID-19 a weapon of biowarfare and an attack perpetrated by your government on Americans, we were right about that. That's when we were kicked off of YouTube. That's when we were kicked off of Jack Dorsey's Twitter. That's when I was kicked off of Facebook and Instagram, and Rumble and Telegram were the only platforms that we had. And yeah. So, you know, to this day, Rumble has stood by us. They're our people. We love them over there, but they're not beyond scrutiny. They're not beyond pressure. They still obviously want their app in the App Store, which is controlled by the synagogue of Satan.
That's right.
And so if they want their app in the App Store and Satan comes to them and says, you're out of here if you keep this film on. I mean, Europa has had people banned from Rumble. It's been taken down every time that it's been posted. I've noticed that.
Yeah, that's right.
So I don't know what's going to happen with Occupied, which is not taking anything away from Europa, because if you have the 14 hours to watch it, there's a lot to be learned. I mean, even in the first hour of that series, there's a lot
True.
To be learned.
Eye-opener.
This is a hour and 40-ish minutes. Very, very well done. Very high-quality production. Very clear to discern and understand. When you are done watching this film, you are going to have to argue with Jesus about hate. I have had to watch this film multiple times to go through these screeners. I'm a strong man in every way. I'm a strong man physically. I'm a strong man spiritually. I'm a strong man emotionally. I'm a strong man in every way. I have cried every time I've watched this film because I have to argue with Jesus about my hate for these people that are doing this to us and to our country and to our children and to our future and to the entire West and what they have done to Christendom. I hate these people. And I know that I'm not supposed to hate them. And so I have to repent and I have to pray and I have to ask for forgiveness every single day after watching the screeners of this film. And I'm just telling you, this is the most powerful film I have ever seen.
Well, let me give out the website again. Occupiedfilm.com is where people can see it. But you use the word hate right there. That's the emotional, visceral reaction that you have when you're watching the actions of what these people have done, what they're doing to children and women, shooting children in the head, assassinating doctors with snipers as they come out of the hospitals. They have bombed every hospital in Gaza into almost rubble at this point, and they're depriving them of food and water and basic infrastructure. That it is a genocide. It is ethnic cleansing. The whole world sees it, other than the U.S. and some of these evangelical Christians who are completely hoodwinked. But let me add this, Stu. God also judges these people for what they have done. And if you read the Old Testament, he judges them again and again and again for their wickedness. And he says, essentially, largely what you and I are saying here, is that that kind of behavior is not acceptable, not even in the eyes of God. The most critical entity in the universe of Zionism is actually God himself, and also Christ. Christ was part of that as well. And Christ cast out demons. When demons infested a person, Christ, he wouldn't say, oh, let's hug those demons and let's get along with those demons. He would say, get out, be gone. And we have to have prayer and fasting in order to cast those demons out because they're so powerful. So Stu, you know, it's amazing. Most Christians have never read the Bible. They don't even know what it says. They've been lied to about this, but nobody has judged Israel more harshly than God himself. What do you say to that?
I say that we are a nation under judgment because we're reluctant to do what God has asked us to do. And what God has asked us to do is judge the fruit of another man. These people, Mike, you're absolutely right, have been posting on X and on Instagram and on Facebook and playing it on the news, bragging about the war crimes that they are committing. And not only are they killing kids, they're killing them en masse in their homes. They're killing them at school. I believe right now that Israel could nuke Texas and say, well, there were Hamas tunnels under there, and the American people and government would support it.
Yeah, Senator Cruz would probably support that. Yep. Yep. I'm in Texas, of course, and we are so disappointed in Senator Cruz and so disappointed in Governor Abbott. And, you know, they stood by and did nothing when Antifa was rioting on college campuses against Trump years ago. But as soon as there was a Free Palestine protest, oh, all of a sudden, state troopers and police and brutality sweeping through the University of Texas, UT Austin, sweeping in. And it tells you something. They don't care about radical left-wing terrorism in Texas. They'll let that happen any day. What they care about is people calling for freedom for Palestine. That's what would be put down brutally using law enforcement.
Yeah, during the Summer of Love, you had cops literally getting on their knees for anti-America, racist, Marxist looting and burning and pillaging and raping and targeting cops for assassination simply because they were blue.
That's
because
right.
They were wearing a badge. And these cops were literally lying down in the street on their faces in full submission for these people, these terrorists, these anti-American freak shows who want you dead. And by the way, want to rob you of everything that you've ever worked hard for on your way out while they're killing you. And then when anybody protested against this obvious ethnic cleansing and genocide, the cops were using force to crush them.
Yeah.
While they were also robbing them of their money the entire way along while they were being marched to their death. These people want you dead, and they want to rob you for everything that you're worth on your way to the grave. They've proven it through the big pharma industrial complex. They've proven it through Western medicine. They proved it through COVID. Go and do yourself a favor. Go and search everybody that led every bureaucracy and every department head at the federal government and in state governments throughout the entire COVID mass murder operation, and you will find that largely they were Jews. This is not a coincidence.
That's factually true. Yeah, that is factually true. And who's running the Federal Reserve?
I try not to say things that aren't, but it shocks me, because I will just tell you that over the last 4 years, if you went back and you looked at all of my monologues from day one, it's like a red pilling in real time. Because we talk to the experts, we talk to the real pastors, we talk to biblical scholars, we talk to microscopy people during COVID, we talk to pathologists, we talk to OBGYNs, we talk to, lieutenant colonels in the military. We knew what was going on. So basically our listening audience and yours as well, they all became doctors. really, they're more qualified right. than most doctors who are reading off of Epic machines, telling patients whatever the AI tells them to tell them and spits out prescriptions that poison them. And so, we have been awakened, and not all of us learn at the same time. Not all of our eyes get opened up at the same time. But once you see this, you can't deny it. Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Remain willfully ignorant to this means that you're complicit in carrying out the eradication of Christendom, the eradication of America, the eradication and obliteration of the future of our children. These people want sexual access to your kids. These people want to kill your kids. These people want to have your kids go and chop their genitalia off and mutilate them, and they want to force pornographic filth in their faces and down their throats at school. And it's not just the teachers that are doing this, and it's not just the librarians at the schools. It's the entire Department of Education.
Yeah, yeah.
We're an occupied society.
What would you say, let me ask you about the distinction, though, between Jews and Zionists, for the simple reason that there are quite a lot of people that are Jews in America who are completely opposed to Netanyahu, completely opposed to the Zionism, the very violent Greater Israel, kill everybody approach. A lot of Jews in America protest that, and they don't buy into that. So how do you make that distinction? Because I don't think you use the terms synonymously, but what does it mean to you, the differences that exist?
I don't see one, Mike, to be honest with you, because 100% of these people read the Torah and they read the Talmud, and they believe that my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is boiling in a pot of semen and excrement, and that he's screaming out and wailing out in agony, and that he's cast far away from God. These are the people that want to kill heifers. They want to usher in the Antichrist. They want to bring about the real Messiah, because they deny Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the true Messiah, the door, the light, the way. And so I don't have a way to differentiate. And that's why I don't use terms to cloud or muddy the waters like Zionist or Frankist. No, I'm talking about Jews.
Okay, well, thank you for clarifying that. That's the only area where I might see a little bit more of a distinction, just because there's so many American Jews who are strongly opposed to the genocide. But I absolutely appreciate your answer on that.
If they read the Torah or the Talmud, what they're not opposed to is the fact that as Gentiles or as non-Jews, that we will be their slaves.
Yeah, they do not accept Christ. That is absolutely clear. They do not accept Christ. They think that they have the right, that God granted them the right to destroy any other people. And that's what Greater Israel is. That's what's so disturbing about this, is that
so
in order for them to achieve Greater Israel,
to destroy every other person, and that's what Greater Israel is. So whether it's Zionists, or a lot of people then go, well, Jews, well, are you talking about Khazarians? Are you talking about Talmudic Jews? Are you talking about
right.
Messianic Jews? Like this is what the enemy loves, is when there is a big obfuscation and, semantics that kind of become blurred or muddied or murky. And I want to make it very clear. These are people who claim to be Jews. These are people who claim that Jesus Christ is dead. He did not defeat death. He is not the Messiah. They reject him. He's boiling and burning in hell. in excrement and in semen, and that you will be their slaves. And that if they have to crush you or kill you or torture you and your children along the way to accomplish that objective, that's what they're commanded by their Torah and by their Talmud to do.
Well, that might be what that mega FEMA camp in Michigan is all about, 350 tractor trailers. I think those camps are for true Christians, actually.
I do too, yeah.
I think that's what's coming. So, Stu, we're almost out of time. Let me mention your main website also. Is it StuPeters.com, correct?
Yep, StuPeters.com.
All right, StuPeters.com.
The movie poster for Occupied. If you click on that Stu Crew button, you were asking me about funding. The very top of the page,
got
that Stu Crew button. If you click on that, this is how you support our network. We just ask for $9 a month from our supporters.
Got it.
2 months off if you subscribe for the full year. It's just $90 for a full year. And this is what we have to do. We have to, it's imperative that networks like this one and films like this one remain funded, and that we're able to deliver this information in the face of others who would wish to crush us and make us just go away.
Yep.
And that's the whole purpose of the hit pieces that are done by the USA Today and the Rolling Stone and the New York Times and BBC yep. and all these people, is to get us off the air and defunded. So we ask for $9 a month. That's how we fund these projects.
All right. That's at StuPeters.com. And the film is OccupiedFilm.com. And Stu, look, I greatly appreciate your time. We should talk more often. I want to hear how this film does. And, you know, you and I may not agree 100% all the time on everything, but I greatly appreciate your courage to tackle this issue, to take it to what I call the Zionists, who clearly are mass murderers. They are clearly carrying out genocide. And these brainwashed evangelical Christians in America that would be rejected by Christ, rejected by God. They pretend to be Christians. They don't walk with Christ at all. They've never obviously even read what Christ said. And I just appreciate your honesty in this issue. This is not a time for cowardice or being meek. So thank you for being very vocal about this, Stu.
Yeah, you're right. We don't agree on everything, and that's okay. You know, because both of us are here fighting for Jesus Christ. Both of us are being obedient to God in a time where it's just really not,
that's
it's
right.
not easy to do. And it comes with tremendous sacrifice, but we're not making the sacrifice that those kids in Gaza are. That's real sacrifice.
Absolutely.
So I'm not going to sit over here and whine and complain, but I'm just saying it's not financially advantageous to go down this road. You know that. I know that.
Yeah.
This isn't grifting. This isn't making yourself rich by criticizing these Jews. I can guarantee you that. Calling out Zionists, calling out Frankists, calling out Israel, being critical of Trump, none of that is advantageous financially.
Nope.
But we have to be obedient. God told us, Jesus told us, we would be the most persecuted of anybody in the world. And so you have to believe him when he says that, because that is the only true arbiter of truth. The gospel is the only truth, and we're going to stay obedient. So I appreciate you having me on.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Stu Peters. Appreciate your time. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we wish you the most success with this film.
Thank you so much, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Stu. Yep. Take care. And thank all of you for watching. Of course, you can repost this interview on other channels. We encourage you to do so. Thank you for watching today here on Brighteon.com, and be sure to check out the full film, OccupiedFilm.com, and we're going to put in the trailer right here for you so you can see the preview. Enjoy.
We all have one common enemy. His name is Satan, and right now his minions are trying to run this country.
The German nation does not wish its interests to be determined and controlled by any foreign nation. France to the French, England to the English, America to the Americans, and Germany to the Germans. We are resolved to prevent the settlement in our country of a strange people which was capable of snatching for itself all the leading positions in the land, and to oust it, oust it, oust it.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it.
On September 11th, 2001, were perhaps the most shocking and terrifying events in U.S. history.
The witness called police, who stopped the van hours later and arrested five men. All five, it turns out, were Israeli.
And I could see that they were, like, happy. I thought it was very strange.
They have to get the blessings of this country before they can swear an oath to our Constitution. They won't get any spotlight in the Zionist-funded media. And one of the scariest things in the world is that nobody is willing to admit that. Nobody wants to have that conversation. Why is our army not arresting pedophiles who put their dicks in little kids' faces during the whole month of June?
Sue me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kite me, don't jump like a white.
Jewish watchword, workers of the world unite. workers of all classes and of all nations, recognize your common enemy. Recognize your common enemy.
If that's the one sensitive subject that nobody wants us to talk about, then I think it's pretty obvious that's the thing that we should be talking about.
The jewels will control the world.
They don't really care about us.
Available now for the first time at healthrangerstore.com, we have Crunchy Munchies. These are really amazingly delicious organic fruit purees. We have a banana strawberry that's available now. You see it on the left side there. And then we have an apple cinnamon banana Crunchy Munchie that's over here. These are really incredible. Great snacks for adults and for kids as well. Certified organic, laboratory tested, and freeze-dried. So long-term storage is just built into the product because of its freeze-dried nature. We also have now a new batch back in stock of the banana, peanut butter, and chocolate smoothie mix, which has incredibly simple, clean ingredients. And we have our turmeric tincture back in stock, a brand new batch of our turmeric as well, which is, of course, laboratory tested. And understand that a lot of the turmeric in the marketplace contains high levels of lead. So heavy metals testing is really critical to get clean turmeric. So if you're using any kind of a turmeric supplement, make sure that it is tested. But if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see here our freeze-dried Crunchy Munchies are featured right here. And we've also got the, oh, look, Anato Vitamin E, tocotrienols, soft gels, that's in stock. But right here, you can see our organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. People love this because it just tastes great, and it's just all natural ingredients, certified organic. We've got organic whey protein back in stock, and as well as our fair trade freeze-dried organic instant coffee that is a favorite, also laboratory tested. And when it comes to coffee, you have to watch out for high cadmium content in a lot of coffee. So, you know, the laboratory testing is really critical in all of this, and we do more testing than anybody else that I know of in the world in terms of having our own laboratory, ISO accredited, certified organic, laboratory is inspected and tested and audited every year for the certification. And then on top of that, our food manufacturing facility is audited and inspected as well. And when it comes to organic instant coffee, you got to watch out for cadmium content. So we test for cadmium as well. It's one of the heavy metals that we routinely test for. But if you go to our website, you can see what we have on sale here, lots of different items. We've got featured categories, personal care, preparedness, supplements, food and beverage, and home. And understand that my philosophy is that we don't use synthetic substances, artificial fragrance chemicals. We don't use fillers. We don't use artificial colors or dyes or any kind of nonsense garbage like that. Instead, we focus on certified organic, clean, pure, natural, laboratory-tested ingredients for your body, for your meals, for your home, for your supplements, for preparedness, and much more. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. And also check out our new line of Escape Zone bags, which you can find at healthrangerstore.com/escape. And this brings you the EMF protected and ballistic, bulletproof protected backpacks, as well as a laptop case, although the ballistic version is out of stock at the moment. But we've got EMF protection in small backpacks as well. Also laptop bags and sleeves for mobile devices and tablets, mobile phones, satellite phones, and so much more, plus an EMF blanket. All of this is available now, healthrangerstore.com/escape. So get yourself prepared, protect your health, boost up your nutrition, protect yourself from EMFs, and help support our store and our platform. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.